The trial of freelance journalist Edgar Gweshe and two human rights activists, Donald Makubaza and Charles Chidakwa, accused of illegally taking pictures at the Harare Remand Prison sometime last year, opened at the Harare Magistrates Court today with the defense team calling Gweshe to the witness stand. Gweshe told the court that he was outside the 100-meter radius prohibited by the law for anyone to take pictures of a protected area. The accused's lawyer, Tondera Batasara of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, told Studio 7 that Gweshe and the two activists are denying the charges leveled against them.
Mr. Gweshe and others are facing the charge of contravening Section 5.2 of the Protected Places and Areas Act, in that they are said to have failed to comply with a lawful order to desist from taking pictures outside the remand prison. Today, Mr. Gweshe, who is the first accused person, testified in court, insisting on what he has already said in his defense outline, that he never received any instruction not to take pictures. And he proceeded to take pictures because that on its own is not an offense. He was arrested by a plainclothes prison officer who never warned him that he should stop. And then he was cross-examined by the prosecutor, and we will proceed tomorrow with the other two accused persons.
During cross-examination by prosecutor Francisca Mkumbiri, Gweshe told the court that there was no way that pictures of the Harare Remand Prison allegedly found in his flash disk could have been taken by him because he had no computer during the time of his arrest to enable him to transfer the pictures that he took from his camera to the memory stick. The trial continues tomorrow with Makubaza and Chidakwa expected to take to the witness stand. Harare-based freelance journalist Watmo Makokova says media freedom is now under siege in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, clearly journalism is under attack, especially from this political front. And if you look at it, it shows that there are hidden agendas that are rather political, which are pushing hidden agendas. Maybe they're trying to deter journalists from practicing their duty freely. So journalism in Zimbabwe is under attack, and I think a lot needs to be done to solve this.
Charges against Gweshe and his co-accused arose after they allegedly took pictures of civil society activists who had visited the leaders of the National Vendors Union of Zimbabwe in prison following a blitz on street traders. Despite the crackdown on vendors, the roadside traders are still playing a cat-and-mouse game with authorities in the Central Business District, as the vendors say trading is their only source of livelihood, given the country's underperforming economy. Authorities say the prison where Gweshe and his co-accused took pictures of the civic leaders falls under protected areas. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.